eating habits. The purpose of food is to supply the body with the things it needs to maintain itself in good repair. Your eating habits must be guided by this goal alone. Think of your digestive system as a factory. To function efficiently, it has to have a supply of a variety of materials in varying quantities. If you provide the wrong mix of materials, some jobs will never be completed. Some will be done with jerry-rigged parts, and some materials will simply be stored up in every corner until the walls of the factory begin to swell. Finally, the walls burst, the roof caves in, and the factory is either out of business or in need of serious and expensive repair. Information about nutritional requirements continues to evolve as scientists work to understand more and more about the body. Pay attention to new information, but do not be swept along by fads as it becomes available. In the main, however, some simple points will keep your diet balanced. 1. Fresh fruits and vegetables should make up the largest portion of your meals. They supply complex mixes of vitamins and trace elements, and your body is designed to avail itself of them easily. 2. Complex carbohydrates, such as breads, grains, and potatoes, should be the next largest. 3. Protein, in the form of lean meats, fish, and dairy products, is important, but it should not be the center of your meals. Select small amounts of foods you enjoy rather than gorge yourself on steak at every meal. 4. Avoid fats. Limit your intake of butter and oils and stay away from deep-fried foods. Also avoid sugars like candy and colas, which provide little but calories. Seek variety as well. Your body's nutritional needs run a wide gamut, and the best way to serve those needs without becoming a food chemist is to be sure that you eat a wide spectrum of foods. Don't say, "I can't eat that way," for all you're really saying is, "I don't want to eat that way." It is a very glib bit of mental gymnastics to make yourself believe that it is impossible to do what is really only unappealing or different. Why should all your efforts for success stumble over your ill health because you don't like broccoli? Never eat while angry, frightened, or worried. Your body is simply not in a position to make use of the food when it is on a defensive footing. Worse, you can make eating a habitual response to stress, which can lead to overweight. Moderation in food and alcohol intake is important, both because your body can be overwhelmed by an excess of either, and because overindulgence can become a trick to avoid dealing with some problem that urgently needs to be faced. If you find that you cannot control either, seek the help of professionals or a worthy organization like Alcoholics or Overeaters Anonymous. Rhythms in relaxation. Relaxation entails completely forgetting the worries and problems of the day. As desirable as this may seem, many people have trouble relaxing. Your conscious mind selects objects on which to concentrate, and this concentration means the exclusion of other thoughts. You cannot just collapse into a chair and announce, "I am relaxing," because your mind will select some object to focus, most often the very item you wish to forget about for a time. You need to select an object of relaxation for your mind to concentrate on. It can be kite flying, gardening, reading a novel, or anything else which will absorb you. Television and the corner bar are not the answers. Cultivate a variety of interests that take your mind to new places. Practicing controlled meditation will do wonders for your mental powers. Physical activity can be a terrific thing to immerse yourself in. Not only do you relax your mind, but you strengthen your body. Short periods of relaxation throughout the day can break tension and give your subconscious a chance to work. Read a magazine article. Listen to a language tape. Work on a crossword puzzle. This is not wasting time. It is keeping your mind in top condition through relaxation.